want you to look at the first measure. Measure numero uno. And just listen. It from do to lu, okay? And still, I think some of us interpret this, these sort of bell chords. That's what we call in barbershop a bell chord, is when we like arpeggiate the pitches and sing them kind of one at a time, kind of like what you just heard. We call that a bell chord. Everyone else would say that's an arpeggio. Okay? But we somehow interpret that a bell chord needs to be sung as if you are all clanging your bell. Which goes against the sort of interpretation and the feeling of this song. You're not hearing. Take your pitch and just do the first four pitches. So you're just your first entrance, okay? Sing it. Here we go. Yeah. So we need a little bit less of that attack, please, from our baritones. Again. Two. Good. Now, listen to me one voice. Pitch tenor, you're an exact octave above the bass. So we should hear an octave after those first two pitches. Two, again, and go. Good. Now, varies. Now, we got the right volume. Have to be just a little bit higher. Sing it simultaneously as a chord. Ready, and go. Ready, bass, start. Good. So, I'm going to take it now the tempo that I actually want the intro to be, but I don't want that to interpret, because we're going faster, that it needs to somehow be like louder or more forceful. One. Ready and okay. Now, tenors, that's hard to do an oo pitch up in that range. So get ah inside the mouth. Everyone else can get the roundy lips and trumpet out here, right? One. One, two, again, and go. Good. So it's a lot under. Okay, you're going to have to let it be the falsetto tenors. That again. It's better. Two. Again. Nope. That first octave. Help us out, tenors. Again. First two pitches again. Now all four parts. One, two, bass beat again.
prayer halls. Okay? We don't even have to look at our music to memorize. We just aren't into the concert.
Yeah, the bass part is the trickiest, right? Okay. Alright. One, two, get and go. Now sing that final barbershop chord. Go. Do we love barbershop? Sing like we love barbershop. Do it again. Okay. Kind of okay. It was close. Let's see if we can tune it. Bounce out the tenors. The tenors are actually sticking out a lot right now. Okay? Again, final chord. Now back to the beginning. One, two, three, and. Your lead. I need a Barry. Greg, come up, Barry. And tenor, John, come up here for a second. We're all going to sing along, but it's turn yourself center. Emote and give me faces like you're seeing from these fine folks up here. Okay? So we start at When the Silvery. We won't do the intro right now, but sing When the Silvery. Look at faces. Emote back to one another. One, two, all, and sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Again, two, again, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Quartet, you want to try it? On your own. One, two, quartet, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good. Excellent. Stand up for just one quick second if you don't mind. Now, everyone, the words at the beginning. Let's talk about our story. Okay? We need to understand the entirety of our story. Okay? So, yes, we do the little thing at the beginning. But, when the silvery moon shines, I really got to have this text picture painted, okay? I need to hear there are these, like, almost, it says May, but for some reason in my head, I almost see fall leaves. So it's crisp, and there's this sort of rustling that you can hear. And you know when the leaves are kind of crispy, and they're blowing around? So I see that, and there's just these little beams of moonlight that's poking through, and you see the moving shadows and pictures on the ground. How do you make that happen when you're just singing? How do you make that happen?
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Which is, I would say, a good probably 70% of our chorus is about there. It's pleasant. It doesn't tell a story. It doesn't look like you're bored.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
This might be a little overboard, but I'm going to make a point here.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves,
is first, oh, I see it, and I'm going to sing about it. Instead of when the silvery moon, there's a spot first. When the silvery moon shines through the flutterings. You do something. Try it with me. One, two, three.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good, now sing with leaves, like there's one more leaf. Just
trickling down and floating to the ground.
Sing leaves, if you can. Ready? And go.
Leaves.
Okay, then the numbers will expect one. So, one, two, again.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Leaves, leaves, or leaves. If I'm hanging out on the beach. Okay. Leaves, leaves. Now. That moon was awfully, that was like a super moon, okay? That moon was very full and maybe a little angry, okay? Let's see if it can be a wondrous moon, okay? One, two, yes.
Is this a sliver or a half moon?
Oh, it's definitely a crescent. It's definitely a crescent.
Waxing or waning?
Waxing crescent. I think it is a full moon because there's lots of light. It is a full moon.
A full moon.
Yeah, but maybe there's a small haze. Okay. Oh, there's a little bit of a frost and a moon.
When do I'm thinking fall? When do leaves flutter? But when they're falling, so that's when the moon shines through the flooding.
Yeah,
flooding.
Now still May, but we're just using this for technical
purposes.
Yeah,
it's wet
north. Yeah, wet north. There's one tree that's still falling.
Right, right. That right. Idea. Sorry.
They held on through winter and now it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a frame connection. Let's try that again.
Thank you.
No rain
here. Here we go. One, two. Okay, find a spot. Where's the moon? Find it in your head. One, two.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Yeah, now we have to be careful too. Leaves,
leaves, still staying right here.
Okay, now moon hangs there for a couple weeks. It does nothing. However, nothing in music ever just sits there and does nothing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering, shines through the fluttering.
You have lots of consonant opportunities to make this crisp and lifelike too. One, two, again, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering. When her pale blushing light over the fields she throws.
Good. Let's have you go ahead and relax. You can go back to seats. Thank you for helping us. Show us some good faces. Pale and hold pale. Two, ready and go. Sing pale again and go. Yeah, that should be Barbershop 101 right there, and it's not. It's not a ringing chord because of what? Why? Vowel. We have too many things in there, especially the L sound. The tongue is getting to the L sound. When her pale. That tongue is already starting to move to the L.
When her pale, drowsy light,
or whatever your pitches are, I'm making up things.
When her pale, drowsy light.
Okay, a lot of things to think about in just one measure.
when her pale brows delight.
Your turn.
When her... And just sing when her pale again. Ready and go. Bases, I need a little more of you, and it can't be flat. When I play. Again, one, two, again, and go. Good, now take that blend, but now everyone just come down about 15% in your volume level. One, two, when and go. That's right, the bases, it's flat again. When her pay. Again, and go.
When her
pay. Now sing when her pale drowsy. Again, and go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
Basis, that went under when you jumped down to that bottom note. Again, just the basses. Ready, and go. When her pale drowsy lies. Again, and bass, go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
When her pale drowsy lies. Again, and go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
No. When her pale, no. When her pale drowsy lies. There's no extra oomph there. Again, and go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
When her pale... And one on your pitches, and I'll give them to you here real fast. Two, are ready, all go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
That's great, except for this bit. We just have to lie. It's spread this way. Grimly. Okay, so How do you? What's your line, tenors? Was that the better tone?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. When her pale drowsy lies, when her pale drowsy lies. One, two, all parts and go.
When her pale drowsy lies.
Two, again, and go. Hit it harder on the light. One, two, again, and go. Now less volume when you get up there, varies. A little more of a lead on the light. One, two, again, and go. Stopping the sound, we're closing the LG sound, something in there is happening, but we gotta keep it going. feel she knows. Again, that was better. Can you make moon feel like the energy is increasing without that meaning I'm just going to do a huge big crescendo?
When a silvery moon shines through that...
So I thought I got super loud. Increase my pressure.
When a silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Two. Ready and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws, and the nightingale warbles.
Good. So, in storytelling land, we've talked about the silvery moon shining through the fluttering leaves.
When her pale, drowsy light.
That was all working. I'm feeling like that's pretty good. But then we get to this. And the nightingale warbles. And we see it like this. And the nightingale warbles. Maybe not quite that, but it's pretty darn close. We suddenly get like really dark and brooding. And the nightingale warbles and says nevermore, and then she dies. Okay? All right. And I got a little Poe on the brain. Yeah, right.
And the nightingale war. And the nightingale war both thus. Warbles.
Okay, we can fix all of that in 2 seconds. Let's sing "And the Nightingale." It's just a little bird. It's not the ostrich. One, two, again, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. Listen to what the basses do. Sing it, basses. One, two, ready, and go.
And the nightingale
flat on the last note.
And the nightingale warbles.
Two. Ready. Again.
And the nightingale warbles.
Yeah, it's that. That's the nightingale doing its little warble. Okay? Now, some of us don't have as dramatic a line as that, but it must seem like it is that dramatic. And one, two, again, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. Oh, stop on that chord. We must tune those pitches. And the... Again, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
What should that pitch... What should the chord be right there? Be here because of the tenor note that's holding on. So it should be a barbershop 7 chord. So it should be. Again, and the two, again, and sing. So, who has it? That's the tenors. We get balls, and then it flattens. And the one, two, again, and go.
Be careful.
careful because you stick out a little bit on the warbles. And the nightingale warbles, warbles. On, last time, then go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. So when the silvery, and let's do this much. Let's see if we can keep all these little things in there. Sorry, that's not the right pitch. Between and the nightingale warbles. Okay? When we sang it that way, it was really, really nice. But then there's this change. We sang about all these beautiful things. Moonlight and nightingales and all this glow. And then all of a sudden, I go sadly for Hill and Bill. So we paint this beautiful picture, and then we have to see. I don't fit in to this beautiful picture that I just painted. So there's a moment of turning and conflict that needs whole body reaction. And this, I mean, can be interpreted in a few different ways. It doesn't have to necessarily all be the same. We have to have the same emotional output. But your picture may be slightly different inside your mind. Okay? When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, over the field she goes. Nightingale warbles. I go sadly for Hill and Dale. There's a moment when it's got to turn. Okay, let's do those things. Have a stand. Let's do it. When the silvery, one and a two, and again, and we go.
When the silvery,
where are you looking?
Moon shines through the flood.
Tempo, not heavy.
When the pale drowsy light over the field she throws,
it's a little nightingale.
And the nightingale warbles.
Change.
I go sadly o'er hill and
shouted out in plain sight. Somewhere hid. One, two, again, and go.
Somewhere hid in the leaves. Somewhere hid in the leaves. Somewhere hid in the leaves.
Ready, again.
Somewhere hid in the leaves.
Good. Now, people that have the dissonance, the crunchy bits on the hid, we need to love that and linger on that a little bit more. Can I hear bass, can I hear the baritones and the leads? Here, the lead starts here, baritone starts here, somewhere hid. Ready, and go. Again, same parts, ready again.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Good, now baritones.
Somewhere in the leaves.
One and a two, again and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Now make it so that it's not just militaristic metronome robot. Okay?
Como arigato, Mr. Robot.
Somewhere here in the leaves, ready again. Somewhere here in the leaves.
Great until leaves.
Somewhere here in the leaves. Somewhere here in the leaves.
All parts ready. And, oh, I give you some pitches here. Ready and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Now, get rid of the.
Hit in the leaves. Somewhere hit in the leaves.
Again and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. Somewhere hit in the. And all of a sudden, it just felt like we were out of breath, we were out of energy, and everything just went flat and yucky. One, two, again, and go. That was better. The leaves still has breath energy. Again, and go. Yeah, you got to keep it fresh for us, basses. That was better. That was better. But don't let anything pull it down. One, a two, again, and go. Good. Now, we don't close to the end sound quite so soon on the end.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves. Somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Longer vowels. Two, again, and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Oh, yeah, but don't let me die on the leaves. One, two, again, and go.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves. Too softly cool.
Softly going. Okay? Somewhere. It's like a Chris Farley thing right there that just does not work for me. Again, okay, somewhere hidden. One, two, again, and go.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves, too softly cool.
That, yeah. You have a color note, leaves, that can't be loud. But what we need is a. Is that berries?
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, so not so loud over there, leads. And give me that chord again. Somewhere hit. One. We're just a little under. Two. Again, and go.
Somewhere in the leads. Too softly coo.
Sing coo. Again, and go. Last lead yet, again, and go. Yeah, there it is. Can hear just my leads and baritones. Ready, and go. One, and a two, and a some again.
Somewhere in the leaves, too softly cooing dust, fill my heart with delight.
again go. Who's got this fish? Is that berries? Yeah, I'm not hearing it. Sing T again and go. Good. Okay, we got a little, we took out some of the constipation on the in my eyes. That's good. What this is missing now is that sense of, there's not the build. And I don't mean build by just got to keep getting louder until we're shouting. But there's all these moving things. Listen. That right there is, well, it's my favorite part of the entire song. Okay, every time we do that little thing. Okay? But there is so much in there, too. It never stops. The tension, the release, the buildup, it just keeps going. And it's so cool. Four bars could be the whole thing in my eye. One, two, again, and go. I don't like the bell.
In my eye.
One, two, again, and go. Get it. When we cut off, the leads have the post, and then we come back in with the word but. Can't be but. But. One, two. One last time in, and then we're going to move on. One, and a two, and again, and go. Get a can of spinach, Popeye. Okay, one and a two. Again and go. Same thing, but now the second time. In my eye, but later on. It's on the next page. Second time. It buns me, is where we're going. One. In my eye. One, and a two, and again, and go. Not bad. Have a seat. Right. Woo! Boy, did we do some wood shedding on that little puppy. Look at measure 51, real quick. Some of you, you don't need your music, you know where we are, just listen. Again, please use your ears. Listen again. We get to this chord fine, but then here, we don't have that. That diminished seventh chord, okay? So this is or if I'm a lead bass. Make sure it's a whole step up. Here we go. All and sing. Come on. We can do better than that. Again and sing. Again. Ready and go. Good. Now just sing that chord right there, but balance it this time. Ready and go. Just the bass and go. Berries, lead, and tenor. Sing the chord again and go. Back out. You're going to not do those three chords in a row. Ready,